Hello, my friends. I am Jim Hinckley. Welcome to another episode of Jim Hinckley's America, exclusive to Motoring NZ. Bicycles, bicycle touring, bicycle racing, an international obsession with bicycling. An argument can easily be made that the cornerstone of the auto industry, the modern highway system in America, and even iconic Route 66 is the bicycle.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
The first successful modern chain-drive bicycle, known at the time as the Safety Bicycle, was produced under the Rover name with pneumatic tires in 1885 by John Kemp Starley. In the blink of an eye, hundreds of thousands of ordinary people were enjoying a new kind of fun and experiencing unprecedented mobility. By 1895, more than 300 manufacturers were producing bicycles in the United States, and almost that many were in operation in Europe. There were also countless assembly and repair shops, including one in Dayton, Ohio, operated by Wilbur and Orville Wright. Albert Pope, owner of Pope Manufacturing Company, had five factories running day and night, turning out bicycles at the rate of about one every minute to meet the ever-growing demand. At the dawning of the new century, Pope diversified by adding engines to bicycles and manufacturing motorcycles, and then automobiles. Pope was a founding member of the Good Roads Movement. In the first decades of the 20th century, this organization was instrumental in development of initiatives such as the creation of the National Old Trails Road, Lincoln Highway, Dixie Highway, and Jefferson Highway. He was also a founder of the League of American Wheelmen, an organization to promote bicycling and lobby for greater government participation in the building of modern roads. In a little booklet entitled A Memorial to Congress on the Subject of a Road Department in February of 1893, he stated his case very clearly. Quote, "The people everywhere throughout the country are awakening to the vast importance of better highways. They more fully realize not only the great commercial advantages of good roads, but they see more clearly that the material highways of the country are highways in a spiritual sense as well, that the growth of society, education, and Christianity depend largely upon good means of communication between home, school, and church, and that no nation can advance in civilization which does not make a corresponding advance in the betterment of its highways." During the first two decades of the 20th century, Barney Oldfield was one of the most famous race drivers in the world. His exploits were legendary. They ranged from racing at the Indianapolis 500 to the epic Desert Classic of 1914, a race across the desert from Los Angeles to Phoenix, Arizona. But Oldfield's first racing endeavors were with bicycles. In 1894, at age 16, Oldfield began serious bicycle racing after officials from the Dauntless Bicycle Factory asked him to ride for the Ohio State Championship. Although he placed second, the race was a turning point as Oldfield was hired as a parts sales representative for the Stearns Bicycle Factory. And in 1896, Oldfield became a part of the company's racing team. Louis Chevrolet was another pioneering auto racer, and like Oldfield, his quest for speed began with bicycles. Bicycle racing was a popular weekend sport in Bion, a small town in the Burgundy region of France, and Chevrolet, while still in his teens, soon was a leading competitor. He was also working as an apprentice in a bicycle repair shop, and by age 20, he had launched a company to manufacture a bicycle of his design under the Frontenac name. Albert Champion was another leading French bicycle racer in the 1890s. Champion would also move from bicycles to automobiles, but his racing career was cut short after a debilitating wreck in 1903. Champion's exploits as a bicycle racer is an obscure historic footnote, but his development of the spark plug and the contributions of his company AC, and then AC Delco are known throughout the world. You can read more about the amazing Mr. Champion in a column from Jim Hinckley's America written exclusively for Motoring NZ in association with Gilligan's Route 66 Tours. Remember, if you've ever dreamed of traveling the main street of America, the most famous highway in the world, check out Gilligan'sRoute66.com and make plans to transform the dream into a reality. And you can read more about the bicycle mania of the 1890s in blog post on our website at JimHinckley'sAmerica.com. Folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.